It's Monday, June 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. It's all data today. First, data about data. Then, insights on staffing and new broadband maps. This is the business of tech. Let's call this Data Monday. Barracuda's new survey says 85% of MSPs say there's opportunity out there, and 59% have expanded their services in the past 12 months. Most lucrative area? Remote work, then security. A survey by Yellowbrick Data finds only 18% of respondents still have all data warehouses running in an on-premises IT environment. Nearly half, at 47%, said that all their data warehouses were deployed on a public cloud, while just over a third, 35%, are running a mixed environment. But here's where it gets interesting, quoting Smarter MSP. Among the respondents that are running data warehouses in the cloud or in a mixed environment, the survey suggests much more is occurring outside of simply lifting and shifting warehouses into the cloud. While more than half, 54%, identified conventional cloud data warehouses as a key trend for 2021, an almost equal number, 53%, said hybrid or multi-cloud warehouses are also an important trend, even though only 18% have a warehouse in an on-prem IT environment. Just under a third, 28%, said they are considering the data warehousing implications of edge computing for use cases involving either an Internet of Things, mobile, or factory floor application. Nearly half, 48%, also noted they are investing real-time analytics to drive various business processes. So why do we care? Data warehousing is a piece of the data offerings I always mention. You have to have places for data to live. Smarter MSP thinks the opportunity is in managing the data in highly distributed environments. Sure, I just layer on top how to make the data useful, because there's even more value in that. If the lead is anything to do with infrastructure, even of data, it's less valuable. And some staffing data for you. The mean salary of a privacy professional has increased by approximately $6,000 in the past 2 years to $140,529, according to the latest data from the International Association of Privacy Professionals, seemingly showing the value of privacy expertise. CompTIA has released survey data on tech support. Top needs on a help desk are cybersecurity, 70% of respondents, securing networks at 67%, remote work and work from home, another 67%, mobile device issues, 60%, and software as a service in cloud, 57%. That matches with the skills required. 76% of respondents cited cybersecurity, followed by software, 71%, network support, 70%, operating system, 70%, hardware, 69%, cloud SaaS, 67%, and mobile devices, also 67%. They're generally happy with their help desk. 83% of respondents either completely or mostly satisfied with help desk support. Asked what changes could improve performance, 56% said better ways to access user systems. 49% want better self-support resources, 40% better procedures for hardware issues, and 39% more options for contacting the help desk. And quoting CompTIA directly, artificial intelligence and automation are taking a greater foothold in help desk operations. AI uses include classifying and routing requests, 72% of respondents, chatbots, 56%, finding patterns in tickets, 55%, and curating a knowledge base at 50%. Automation is assisting with status updates, single sign-on, ticket follow-up, resetting password, and asset upgrade notifications. Similarly, a hybrid help desk model combining in-house staff with outside assistance is becoming more common, so routine tasks can be outsourced to free up the internal staff to focus on more complex issues. While 49% of organizations use internal teams exclusively, 46% rely on a combination of internal and external resources. Now, why do we care? As people are quickly becoming more of a scarce resource, know you're competing for the same skills too. You may need to grow them. Wages are up, demands are up, and availability is down. Sure, that's good for outsourcers too. Just remember, you need to be keeping those people. And let's cover the new data on broadband. Last week, the White House released their new mapping tool that shows the gaps in broadband availability across the U.S. This new map uses a lot more data sources, not just the industry-supplied ones. Your quick summary? The data isn't great. There's a big gap in most of the U.S. This new map will help the FCC guide its decision-making process. And I want to highlight the analysis done by the Washington Post on that data. Comparing the density of households without any type of computer, including smartphones or broadband access, to how a county voted in 2020, there is a correlation. Red meets red here. So, why do we care? I brought up the political angle to show the link, not get political. There's an inclination to assume that analyzing markets isn't linked to politics. It is. I advise taking some time with those maps and look at the communities you serve. If you're seeing a lot of red on the FCC maps, know that your IT services are being held back. How you act on that is your call. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Going a little long again, hoping to cram in extra stories. Hope you like it. Love the feedback. Would love to hear from you. And I will talk to you again tomorrow.